State Senator Jeff Woodburn of Dalton has a little more at stake this election than most of his state House colleagues. If he wins re-election and his fellow Democrats secure the Senate, Woodburn is poised to become Senate President, the second highest-ranking official in state government. But first, Woodburn must win re-election to his seat representing the North Country, where he faces an opponent running on a single, very local issue, the Northern Pass Energy Project. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports.
Ask state Senate candidate Dolly McFaul what issues are on voters' minds, and you'll likely get this answer: Northern Pass. In fact, it's why the Sugar Hill Republican decided to run for state office in the first place. Northern Pass, a proposed 192-mile transmission line, would bring 1,000 megawatts of hydropower to the New England grid. Much of that would run from Canada to northern New Hampshire, and that's earned it criticism from activists like McFaul. She says the entire project, which would cut through the heart of her Senate district, should be buried and run on state-owned land, not private property.
You know, I've watched them try to get legislation to require these power lines to be buried along state-owned rights of way. And they can't even get it as a recommendation passed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I would fight for that.
But before she can take on Northern Pass, McFaul has to defeat the current District 1 Senator, Jeff Woodburn, who's held that seat since 2012. Woodburn's also the Democratic leader in the Senate, and he won with 60% of the vote in each of his previous elections. Woodburn would also prefer Northern Pass to bury all its lines. He also wants to ensure the project would help to boost the local economy.
What I want is clear, tangible benefits. If this thing's going to come through, we need to make sure that we get compensated and we use this money to produce a better economy.
McFaul says Woodburn has been too quiet on the issue. She also points out that he's accepted campaign contributions from pro-Northern Pass labor unions. But 6 years since this project was first proposed, does it still weigh heavily on voters' minds? Anti-Northern Pass signs still line the roads in District 1, with slogans like Stop Northern Pass and New Hampshire is not for sale. As McFaul knocked on some doors on a recent rainy afternoon, McFaul heard similar sentiments. At Egg Bagley's house in Littleton, she was greeted by his dog, Dossie.
I'm Dolly McFaul.
Whoa!
And I'm running for the state senate.
Okay, my dear.
Hi! Hello!
It didn't take long for Northern Pass to find its way into the conversation.
If they're going to bury it, that's something else. But because I'm an old fart, I've been up here for years, and I don't like to see all that stuff run around here.
Bagley said the power lines would be an eyesore and might result in higher property taxes. Across town at a cafe on Littleton's Main Street, 23-year-old Emily Johansson was fine-tuning her resume. She's also opposed to Northern Pass. She says the people in Concord don't understand why North Country residents are so worked up about this issue.
Here we have a lot more forested areas up here that would be greatly affected and impacted by that. And I think that it needs attention, especially if you want to represent the state as a whole.
Carrie Gendreau is president of the Littleton Area Chamber of Commerce. She says because the North Country relies so heavily on environmental tourism, Northern Pass has been a constant debate.
It's a concern that the towers could potentially take away from the scenic beauty. And southern New Hampshire, it may not be as much of an issue, but it certainly is up this way. And I think that's why the conversations are still in process.
Woodburn doesn't bring up Northern Pass much on the campaign trail. He says voters are more concerned about the opioid crisis and the region's lagging economy.
It's constantly holding on to what we do have and trying to move the ball forward to get more progress, more attention, more resources brought back to the North Country, and that's what I've been focusing on doing.
McFaul says she's also interested in things besides Northern Pass.
We own a small business, so I'm very concerned about regulations and fostering a climate that will be attractive to new businesses. I'm on the advisory board for children, youth, and families in Concord, so the opioid crisis is close to my heart.
No matter the candidate's stances on Northern Pass and the outcome on Election Day, the project's future is largely out of the legislature's hands. Currently, Eversource is working through the permitting process, And final approval will come down to the state's Site Evaluation Committee. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.